morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. The 2025 grape harvest is complete. Both growers and researchers are now evaluating the past growing season. The dry conditions and even drought, depending upon where vineyards were located, impacted young vines and those on marginal soils, forcing growers to either harvest early or to not harvest at all. Established vineyards fared better and saw lower pressure from disease due to the dry conditions. Those growers experiencing drought stress can attend either an in-person meeting or a Zoom webinar on Tuesday, December 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the Jordan Hall Auditorium at Cornell Agritech in Geneva. Vineyard Management Considerations After Drought is co-hosted by Gallo and the Finger Lakes Grape Program. New York and surrounding states rely on natural precipitation, and many areas experience below average rainfall, resulting in drought-like conditions in numerous vineyards. To address this, a panel of extension specialists and university researchers will share their knowledge with wine and juice grape growers. The event is free and open to all members of the wine and juice grape industries. Pre-registration is needed and can be found on most county CCE websites or by searching Vineyard Management Considerations After Drought. The other major news of the season was the expansion of two populations of spotted lanternfly initially found in 2024 in Romulus and Geneva. According to Hans Walter Peterson of the Finger Lakes Grape Program, some spotted lanternfly were found in a commercial vineyard near Romulus, with many more found in tree lines and other areas near grapes. This new pest will spread to more locations over the next couple of years. Experience from other grape-growing regions has shown that it can be managed successfully while still growing quality grapes. Hans says spotted lanternfly will continue to be an important focus of the grape program over the next several years as growers learn to adapt to this new pest. A recorded November 5th Zoom meeting on spotted lanternfly control in grapes is available by searching online for Ryan Staychock, spotted lanternfly. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension System, I hope you've learned a little bit more about what's happening in agriculture in the Finger Lakes.